Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling because my doctor wrote these for you to send me this stuff.
Okay.
As surgery, okay?
And you need home care services, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Rita Hanna, RitaHinnah.
Miss Rita, how do you spell your last name again?
HINNAH.
Ooh. And your date of birth?
12/15/1956.
And have you ever had services in the past, or would this be your first time applying?
No, this is the first time.
And what's your home address, Miss Rita?
330 Hannah Lane.
Hannah
just
Lane?
Just like my name. Just like my name and then Lane.
No
just
way.
Like my last name.
You must have been so happy when you saw that.
Yeah, well, we were a rural route for a long time, and then when everybody got to name their own road, we named it our name.
That's awesome. So H as in Harry, I-N-N-A-H.
Yes, ma'am.
And, okay, so I got 330 Hina Lane. What's the city?
Augusta, Missouri.
Zip code?
And it's 63332.
And what county is this in?
That is in St. Charles County.
And do you have active Medicaid? Because it is a Medicaid-funded program.
You think so?
Okay. I need the 8-digit code on the Moat Health Net card so we could check it for eligibility. Do you have that?
Oh, you know, I need someone to send me a new card. I've lost my card.
Do you know the 8-digit number?
Huh?
Do you know the 8-digit number?
No, I don't. All I have is just from the hospital.
All right.
No,
well,
I sure don't. Wait,
let me see if I can look you up with your social. What's the social?
Oh, 496-627-545.
And
yeah,
do you
I would
have
like
a...
someone to send...
Go ahead.
And I'd like someone to send me a new card, really.
Right. Do you have any friend, family, trusted loved one that you would like to entrust with your care?
Did I what? I'm sorry.
Do you have anyone, any trusted loved one that you would like to assign to your care? There's a program where Medicaid funds a friend, family, or trusted loved one to oversee the care of another and get compensated through Medicaid. It's called the CDS program. Is that the program you like?
Oh, well.
Or do you want the agency to staff you?
What's the second one?
The agency staffs you?
Oh. I could have my daughter, but she works. I mean, I kind of wanted to do that for my mom. My mom's 97 and she's in a facility. And I've been caretaking for her till she got pneumonia. And I was wondering if there was any kind of programs like that would help me, because I have a broken knee, but for a while there, I was wondering if I could get any kind of compensation for taking care of her. And then I broke my knee, and now once I get my knee better, I'm trying to get her home again. I think she's well enough to come home now.
Yeah,
or she will be by the time my leg is.
We could assign anyone to. Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you get her home, we can apply for it, and I can assign your daughter to be her assistant, and or you if you're not on services.
Okay, and she'll get paid if she has to leave work and stuff.
No, she would have to revolve the hours after her regular job. So if she has then she would have to come and assist you after her job.
Okay.
So like,
yeah, that would be great.
Running errands for you after work, if she's coming to you cooking, meal prepping your.
Okay. Yes. That'd
for
be fine.
You, helping you to run errands, she's taking out your trash. She could be clocking in and out to be doing work.
Okay. Sure.
So we could assign.
Yes, I'd love it.
Your attendant. All right.
Okay. You need my daughter's name.
One second, okay? Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. I'm going to want you to write down some information because we're going to call Seniors and Disabilities and get you online for an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get. All right?
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready so we could put in the request on with the state.
1 second here.
Take your time.
Okay, I got a pen. I got a pen.
So the name of the agency that's going to assist you onto services and hire your daughter is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E.
Uh-huh.
Agency's phone number is 314-501-2508.
2508. Okay.
And my name is Jasmine.
Okay, Jasmine.
Okay. Now, that's the agency. It's called Provider Agency. We're the one that's going to assist you onto services. So when the state asks you if you've chosen an agency or a provider to work through, you're going to say yes, and you're going to give them our information. So keep that readily available, okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask you what kind of program you're looking for, and you're looking for the CDS program. Write that acronym down. It's the Consumer Direct Support Program, Rita, that allows you to hire your daughter, like you wanted to do with your mom. You could do it with your daughter, and she could be your attendant. All right?
Okay, CBS. All right.
They're going to ask you for your disabilities. Disabilities are things you've been medically, clinically diagnosed with. What are they? What are your disabilities right now?
My disabilities, I can't walk. I broke my knee.
Okay.
And I have pins in them for now, and then I have surgery next Friday.
Okay. Any other disabilities? High blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis?
No, anything other than that, I'm pretty healthy.
Okay, good.
Luckily.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
So they're going to ask you for that. You're going to let them know. They're going to ask you, what do you need help around the house with? And you're going to tell them everything. I'm immobilized. Can't do anything for myself.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
They're going to come out and they're going to do what's called an in-home assessment. Like I said, that's when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get. That's not going to happen until 2 weeks from the day we put in the request, which would be today. So it's not like we're going to put in the request and they're going to call you right away. No, it takes time. So once they do that and they officially award you home care after they've done the home visit, then we can, they'll give us the care plan and then we could start your daughter and you onto services. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Great.
All right. They're going to ask you if there's
Lovely.
Any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, any dangerous weapons or gang-related activities in or outside of your home. The answer is no to all of that. All right?
Right.
They're going to ask you if there's any bed bugs. The answer is no.
No.
Any pest infestations, any of that. Nope, nope, nope. All right?
No. Okay.
Okay. Let me see what else they're going to ask you. What do you need help around the house with? You need help with everything from bathing to cooking to meal prepping to, grocery shopping to running errands to helping you with your hair, everything. All right?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me before I transfer this call to Seniors and Disabilities, the people that approve home care?
No, I don't believe so. You've been very helpful. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm here to further assist you. Once she's done taking in the request, it's going to get, like I said, assigned to a state specialist. The state specialist then has 2 weeks to call you. So keep our information readily available, preferably in a notebook, a notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to it, because you will be needing this information later on, okay?
Okay.
Now, Ms. Rita, what's your daughter's first and last name and a good callback number?
Let's see. Her name is Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H. Not like my name.
Okay.
It's with an A, Hannah, and then it's Neithart. It's N-E-I-T-H-A-R-D-T.
And a good number to reach her.
Oh, gosh. I would have to look at my phone. I don't know her number off the top of my head. I really don't know how to do that and have you on the line.
All right, you could give it to the coordinator when she follows up with you guys on Monday, okay, to give her the hiring application.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Right now, I'm going to place you on brief hold. It may take me multiple times. When the worker gets on the line, you're going to introduce yourself. Good afternoon. My name is Rita Hanna. I'm in need of the CDS program. You tell them exactly that. It'll let them know exactly what you need, less questions asked for you. Once you've identified who you are, they're going to ask you for your marital status, living arrangements, if you're alone or living with someone. Once they've identified you, they're going to ask you to confirm your Medicaid ID. You're going to let them know that you don't have it, but you have your full social. They'll be able to find you with the social. All right?
Okay.
Only answer questions you're asked, so the referral can go by very quickly, okay? Tell them what you need to know, and when they come into the home to do the assessment, you can add anything on later on. All right?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Rita, please hold.
Okay.